Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberator. I'm your host, and today we're doing something a little different. We're talking about one of my favorite topics, food. Specifically, we're diving into Sarasota's dining scene for summer 2026. David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to talk about this because Sarasota's food scene has just exploded over the past couple of years. There's so much happening right now, especially as we head into summer 2026.
Okay, so I have to ask, when you say the scene has exploded, what do you mean? Like, is this a recent thing, or has Sarasota always had great food?
Great question. So Sarasota's always had solid dining, but what's really changed is the diversity and the sophistication of what's happening now. You've got chefs who are really focused on local sourcing, farm-to-table concepts, and just creative takes on seafood. It's not just about fresh fish anymore. It's about storytelling through food.
Oh, I love that. Storytelling through food. So when you talk about farm-to-table influences, what does that actually look like in Sarasota specifically? Are there farms nearby that these restaurants are partnering with?
Absolutely. Florida's got this incredible agricultural heritage that a lot of people don't realize. You've got local farms producing amazing produce year-round, and restaurants are really tapping into that. They're building relationships with farmers, changing their menus seasonally, and honestly, it makes the food taste better because it's fresher and it supports the local community.
That's really cool. And then you've got the seafood angle, right? I mean, Sarasota's right on the coast, so I'm guessing that's a huge part of the dining experience.
Yeah. You can't talk about Sarasota dining without talking about seafood. The Gulf of Mexico is literally right there. So you've got restaurants that are getting fish that was caught that morning, and they're preparing it in ways that really let the quality shine through. Some places are keeping it simple, just grilled with butter and lemon, while others are getting really creative with preparations and flavor combinations.
No kidding. So it sounds like summer 2026 is going to be an exciting time to eat in Sarasota. What would you say makes a restaurant a must visit? Like, what are people looking for when they're trying to figure out where to go?
So for me, it comes down to a few things. First, are they using quality local ingredients? Second, is there genuine creativity in the kitchen? And third, and this is important, do they have a real connection to their community? The best restaurants in Sarasota right now aren't just serving food. They're part of the fabric of what makes the area special.
That's a really good point. You know what I think is so cool about that? Is that it's not just about eating well anymore. It's about supporting local businesses and understanding where your food comes from. That feels like it's becoming more and more important to people.
100%. And I think that's especially true for summer visitors. People come to Sarasota for the beaches, the weather, the lifestyle, and they want their dining experience to reflect that. They want authenticity. They want to taste the place they're visiting.
Well, this has been really fun, David. I feel like I'm definitely going to be checking out some of these spots when I'm down there this summer. Any final thoughts for our listeners who are planning their Sarasota trip?
Yeah. Just come with an open mind and be adventurous. Try the local stuff, talk to the servers about what's fresh that day, and don't just stick to the usual chains. The real magic of Sarasota's food scene is in those independent restaurants that are doing something special. That's where the real culinary journey happens.
I love that. David Liberator, thanks so much for being here and sharing all of this. This was awesome. Folks, if you're heading to Sarasota this summer, make sure you get out there and explore the food scene. You won't regret it. Thanks for listening to my real estate podcast with David Liberator.